This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Like I say, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Let me bring around Sonia Schmidt. Joins me. She does every week as my co-host on Fridays to add some life and color to the show.
And color?
Color.
Color.
Yeah, well, where I come from, it's color. What, you make fun of my accent?
No, there was a movie, I don't know when it was, maybe the 70s, 80s, but it was called Colors. It was a cop movie, and that was the theme song. They said, colors. So, my only reference point in life is movies and cartoons, so there you go.
Well, here's what I love. You know, Kamala Harris, Kamala, Carmel, I don't even know. What's her stage name again? Carmel Harris? I don't know, whatever. Don't do it.
I was 2 seconds. Okay, all right. Thank you very much for catching me.
You like that? I could see it in your face. That's the that was the biggest, scariest thing. You know what I'm saying? But
I was going there.
She is now the for lack of a better term, she's the queen of word salad, and it's almost like you see you're giggling already because you know.
I heard she had a new one this week, and I didn't get to hear it, so I'm happy you're bringing this up.
Let me tell you what. I don't know what they call, even the short, fast ones, they should be pulling those up all over the place, because you have to sit there and scratch your head and go, sweet Jesus, what did she just say? Right? So let me see if I can, it never plays okay, right for me the first time, but we'll try it. Let's see. Here you go.
And I can sometimes never hear it. But
here's our vice president. No, I guess it's not. Hold on. Will you please play and stop playing with me? I know you're playing with me. Oh, there we go.
It is a reflection of... Well, I think culture is... It is a reflection of our moment and our time, right? And present culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment. And we should always find times to express how we feel about the moment that is a reflection of joy, because, you know, it comes in the morning. We have to find ways to also express the way we feel about the moment in terms of just having language and a connection to how people are experiencing life. And I think about it in that way, too.
I don't even understand. I don't know if anybody understands. Do you need me to translate? Did you get all that?
I think that's beautiful. I just think, you know, one of my favorite shows that I wrote on was In Living Color. And if In Living Color, it was a sketch show, and oftentimes we went political, but we made fun of all the popular people at the time, the people in empower people in the know. She would have been so much fun to write. We had a character on in Living Color who was a guy who was stuck in jail, and he tried to use a lot of big words and be very philosophical, and that's who she sounds like. And he never made any sense. It was wonderful. I would love to write her on In Living Color right now.
See, I was going to joke with you and say, can you imagine writing this for In Living Color? And they would say, oh that's not going to go.
No, we would have done that at the time. At the time, we're talking the show in the 90s. We would have absolutely done Kamala.
Oh, you would have skewered her. And it would have been okay. It would have been funny. Right?
Not just okay. We have the talent that could probably imitate her to a T. It would have been hilarious. I just want some of whatever she's smoking. That's high talk. That is not. She has that bag that was found in the White House. That was her bag. Girlfriend is high.
But I mean, you can't even. Sometimes, you know, you go, all right, somebody tripped over a word or you know what I'm saying, got a little flustered. And then you read the transcript and you go, my God, even in the transcript, I can't move words around to have it make sense.
That is so funny. That is so funny. I would love to see the people typing her speech in the whatever your teleprompter. They got to be laughing.
Oh,
that is hilarious. This poor woman.
Who's he?
Joy. And joy comes in the morning. That's a gospel
joy,
song.
Yeah, joy. And in the moment, you have to understand the moment in order to embrace the moment. Because the moment will never come back again.
That's beautiful.
Like, wait a minute. Huh?
That's beautiful.
Did I forget to take my pill? What the heck did she just say?
No, see,
here's another one. Come on, have fun with this one. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can get this out before we go to commercial.
I have been fortunate and blessed during the course of being vice president, have many situations where it becomes clear to me that there are, you know, people of every age and gender, by the way, who see something about being the first that lets them know they don't need to be limited by other people's limited understanding of who can do what. And I think that's important. And it relates to all people.
That one I understand.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
No,
I want what you're drinking.
No,
we got to go.
Okay.
We got to go to commercial. Come back.
That one made sense.
Okay. Sure, you can translate when we return.
I will. Okay. I'll be happy to do that.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Or one of your hosts tonight. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Sonia Schmidt joins me, as she does every Friday, as our co-host and Kamala Harris translator. And I'm telling you, I like that idea.
That would be such a great bit.
Half the time I have to scratch my head, you know? Yep.
Yeah, we could have a graphic and theme music, and then I could come on and say... what she had meant to say is.
What's that scene in Airplane? And who's the mom?
Oh, that's funny. I Speak Jive.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Barbie, okay. Yeah, that's big jive. It's like, oh, you couldn't do that today. But that was funny.
I know. David Zucker's so funny.
All right. So I need you to translate because you said you got what she said.
Yeah, on right? the last one I did.
I got
did.
People
yeah.
going, huh? So,
really?
Yeah,
you going to play it again?
Ready? I'm going to play it again. You can take notes and then tell us what she said.
I have been fortunate and blessed to, during the course of being vice president, have many situations where it becomes clear to me that there are, you know, people of every age and gender, by the way, who see something about being the first that lets them know they don't need to be limited by other people's limited understanding of who can do what. And I think that's important. And it relates to all people.
All right, go ahead.
What she's talking about is the example that she is setting as being the first. She's the first black female vice president. And what she meets are people of all different ages and genders, by the way. She says that very... Anyway, so she meets people who say that her being in the position of being the first black vice president lets them know that anything is possible.
Why didn't she say that?
Because she high. Girlfriend. I'm fortunate and blessed enough to know that.
Well, I don't know if you heard today. We haven't heard from her yet. But Joe Biden did a blanket pardon. I don't know how legal it is. A blanket pardon for everyone who is convicted of a marijuana, you know, drug law violation. Okay? Now, I don't know if that means they all get out of jail or whatever, but I saw it. But I want you to know, if you think about it, she helped convict 1,900 marijuana users and possessors.
Oh, right.
Right?
That was her thing. Yes. And even when that was brought up, and it was exposed to the black community. Didn't
they still voted for her.
Well, they voted for him. What they didn't do is they didn't vote for Trump. I'm not sure that they... And you know what? I don't know what kind of news people are listening to. You know?
Maybe you should start a news source. You and Zoe should start your own news hour.
And...
That, you know, I would watch. I would pay to watch
listen,
that.
Listen, I have sent to my blackest of black relatives, I have sent the link to Ossifer Tatum, the Officer Tatum show, because he speaks the vernacular. He is hilarious. And if they don't get it from that, I don't know what, you know, but I think they're getting it from their pocketbook. People understand they were better off when Trump was president. And Trump's just a cool dude. And I told you this a couple years ago. What they're sending Trump through is going to be absolutely relatable to black men. Because they have been unfairly, in many cases, in their minds, whether it be just their minds or in the reality, of being targeted by the legal system. And well, we're watching him handle this in grand style.
Oh, just sitting there and smiling, like, keep it coming, people. You know, I told you about this a few weeks back where I saw an interview. Oh, God. It was a black reporter from Fox. And he went into the black community in New York. What do you think about what's happening to Trump? What do you think about this? I can tell you something. Probably the majority of the people there were saying things like, I've been a Democrat all my life. I'm voting for Trump. You know why? Because they're doing to him what they do to us. And
to
we
us.
Can't let him get away with it. And
that's
he'll stop
right.
them from doing it. So,
that's right. So, yes. And So, I said this a few years ago. It's going to endear them to those guys. And he shows up, like you said, in grand style with a great demeanor. Masculine and in a crisp suit. So, we're almost everything Trump has said and done has turned out to be true.
I know, right?
I don't know why they don't give up by now. They should be like, nah, we need to stop because we're going to get our foot stuck in our butt.
You're giving them way too much credit for being way too smart, don't you think?
I said they should. I didn't say they will. I would.
So this is how the left spins things. You'll appreciate this. The news headline, I think it's on ABC News, says that Francis Howard School Board votes to remove black literature and black history electives. But when you dig, it's not black history. It's not black literature. It's 1619 content.
Project.
Mm-hmm. Right? So right. It's revisionist history. So I love it because that headline, because people only read headlines, and they only read the first paragraph or two of the story before they move
on.
That's
true.
And this is how they nail the illiterate. What did Nancy call them? The low-information voter? This is how they nail these people.
I think Rush started that.
Did he?
Saying, I think so. So what town is this? What city or state is this?
And you're going to do this to me. Francis Howell School Board. They are in Montana.
Okay.
All right.
Them.
And I just love this. I love the fact that they first of all, can we agree or disagree that in this country black history should be part of American history as Italian and I don't know. Should it be taught with the same fervor, same attention to detail?
What you gonna do with that leftover month?
So
February to deal with.
It should be
American. Yeah. But listen to what the left.
You only get 28 days, though. Doesn't that bother you?
It's the shortest month of the year. What is that about? But listen, even when they bring up Columbus Day, they're all demonized now.
Yeah.
They were taking away a statue last week that I think it got voted down. They were going to take away a very monumental.
It's been put on hold. We got to go for a break. But I want to talk a little bit more about the black history because, you know, I was never taught about the black spies that we had in the early days of the revolution.
Oh,
but they didn't leave them out. I don't believe they left them out. Well, anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Sonya Schmidt, my co-host. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a National Healthcare Alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has opted not to address, at least for now, a case regarding whether Donald Trump has immunity from prosecution for alleged crimes committed during his presidency. Friday, the High Court rejected a request from federal special counsel Jack Smith to expedite the proceedings connected to Trump's purported efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning travelers that bad weather could affect holiday travel.
We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility.
He says they plan on holding airlines accountable for cancellations and delays. Medical professionals advise exercising caution as families gather for the holidays. Dr. Marina Kellner from Westchester Medical Center highlights the increasing number of COVID cases, along with a surge in flu and the respiratory virus RSV. John Schaefer, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your co-host tonight on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. Sonia Schmidt, my co-host at the show, Friday nights. I think Friday nights are a lot of fun, Sonia. I enjoy having you on with me, and I love knowing that there's people on the other side of the microphone that are cringing tremendously when we talk.
I hope that we're changing hearts and minds, Joe. I'm going to look at the positive.
You know what? I think we are. I have, like I told you, I've had people that have written me, actually people that have called me, and they either the conversation always starts out with they very much appreciate the conversations we have, although they cringe because they don't realize how close of friends we are. So they're like, you said this to her, you know? And
I was going to say, did they take up for me or take up for you?
Well, actually, I got a lot of flack 2 weeks ago when I said something about, you know, at your age. And
oh, you should have. Rightfully so. Rightfully so. I'm so glad. Thank you out there, audience. I very much appreciate that.
So then some really feel like we're just playing it up for ratings.
Oh,
and
that's
they
funny.
Go, no, Sony wouldn't. First of all, I don't care. Yes. So for me, it's whatever.
And I'm not smart enough.
Yeah, right. Okay. But it's not a ratings thing. It's nobody. I shouldn't say nobody. Some are. But most commentators are afraid to take. I got a great compliment early on in my career where I had a call from a prominent person in radio saying, you know what, you're one of the only white guys dealing with the abortion in the inner city and how many black kids it's killing. Right. You're speaking it out, and I appreciate
scared.
That.
What? Yeah, everybody's scared. You know, I don't know that I was still. I'm pretty much an open book. So if I was talking to anybody, I would be honest, but I wouldn't feel as comfortable, and I feel like, oh, God, what a chore. But because I know you and I know where your heart is, there's nothing, we don't have any animosity in talking to one another, and I don't feel like I'm being spoken down to in any sort of way when I talk to you, except for the age thing. But
Well, I usually wait till I know the mic's off before I start calling you names, so we're good.
Yeah,
and,
good on that.
So you alluded to, you know, I said it to you during the break. I need to say it now. So our history, American history, is riddled in a good way with, you know, black heroes that we don't hear much about. Now, I'm going to take the other side of the coin and say, I think they just didn't really know, understand, or appreciate the historians. I don't believe, maybe with some, but I don't believe the majority of them left black people out because they didn't want us to know what they were doing. I just don't believe that. You know, James Armistead, you just learned about him. I went to school at a Democrat school in Boston, Democrat teachers, the whole nine yards. Why wouldn't they tell me about James Armistead, right?
I don't think that they knew. Like I said, right. I only found out about him a couple of years ago because I was homeschooling, and I was teaching the different wars, the different American wars, and I landed on him as well as there were other people that I landed
on. Boatload of them, yeah?
Yeah. So the problem for me is I don't think that history should be segregated. And I think that when we do that, we keep everybody still divided, which is
Amen.
What the left would love. So if you just had American history and you brought all these people's stories in, then I think people would feel more American, they would feel more inclusive, and we don't have to separate that out. We don't have to have a February month, which started off as a week, I believe.
You got 28 days. They still didn't do you any favors.
Still didn't do us any. We're still talking about the same ones. You know, okay, the peanut guy and the, you know, not
oh,
that
yeah.
these aren't important,
yeah.
but I'm saying that that hasn't changed. The people from when I was a kid for black history, or when they started doing this, that hasn't changed much, but it's gotten more militant. What it's gotten is, you know, the people in Black History Month have more to do with being activists. And I think that there are so many more wonderful people that I don't remember studying, I could talk about my age, but you can't. But the guy that's with Lincoln, the black slave, he was a slave who was an educator, and he went to Europe. And
I can't think of his name either. You're right.
Isn't that crazy? He had great hair. He had wonderful hair. That's what I remember. Those things I never learned, and why aren't those people integrated in our...
Well, what is through in your head? Let's do this for real, because, you know, we talk about this stuff. It's kind of like, so they want black history and they want white history. So just take that,
right.
just take James Armistead and the Revolutionary War. You can't separate the two.
You can't separate, unless, but you said you don't think it's intentional. I don't think it's intentional. I don't know.
But now we know we should be teaching it. I still don't see this, and you know what I'm involved with, I don't see this in some of our public school books.
Right. So why is that?
Just be blunt. Conservative Republicans do not run the book people. Do not run the education system.
That's true.
You tell me why. Why can't we show that men of great courage, great valor, and patriots who happen to be black, were willing to put their lives on the line to make this place a country.
It screws up their narrative. It screws up their narrative. It really just doesn't. And even if you were going to separate out Black History Month to tell stories of black historians, then run the gamut of them. There's so many.
Yep.
But we don't do that either. So, I don't know. I don't want to be so jaded to think that they do this on purpose, but it almost seems like they are. I mean, they have to be to.
Well, if you look at it, obviously, as you can see in the camera, I'm not black. But if I was a black man that was really concerned about our kids learning, learning our culture, learning who we were and what we've been through, because I think that's a big deal. Instead of telling black kids all the time, you can't make it because the white man keeps you down, turn around and start teaching them all the things that the black community has gone through, been through, and rose to the top over. I mean, what great stories there are there. So if I was a black educator in history, I'd be sitting here going, okay, how do we integrate this stuff so it makes a beautiful picture, it shows you truly what was going on and how the black
community. Because they're not trying to make a beautiful country, a beautiful situation. They're not trying to make us inclusive. They're trying to divide us.
It's terrible. It's just
how much Harriet Tubman was inspired by Christ is an amazing story. I never heard that part of it. I never heard that part of it, but that's a great thing to teach, too. If you're going to teach the real story, teach the real story.
They're trying to remove Washington kneeling by his horse. You know the famous picture of him kneeling by the horse?
Great story.
They're trying to remove that picture.
Great story. Because they're hateful people. They don't want people to be happy.
A lot of people... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, when kids nowadays hear George Washington, they hear slave owner.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it. That's all he's known for.
That's all he's known for. Yeah. Jefferson, slave owner.
Yeah, I know. Just amazing. Did nothing else.
The most flawed people in the country criticize other flawed people or people who are doing things that people did at the time.
They got nothing to do.
Misery
loves company. They don't want to be there alone. They're going to drag people in with them. All right. Speaking of this crazy stuff, 79% of Americans aged 18 to 24 believe white people are the oppressors. Don't you do what they tell you to do? Yeah. And should be punished in society. Wow.
There you go. Should be punished.
And should be punished. Yes. Now, this is happening. These polls have been taken at our universities. This is where this is going on. Are you shocked?
I'm not shocked by the numbers that think that white people are the oppressors, because that's what they've been learned. That's what they've been taught. But when you go that next step and say, and therefore they should be punished, I don't know what kind of punishment that they think that they deserve. But it's not an experiment. I think it took place in the 60s where people were, there were a group of administrators who were going to administrate electricity to some people on the other side of the wall who were actually actors, but they didn't know it. The administrators didn't know it. And the experiment was basically, it was actually done by a guy whose parents, I believe, were in the Holocaust. And he was just trying to understand how people knowingly could inflict such harm and unto death to people.
Evil. And go quick, so we got to go to break.
I was just shocked at how many people went forward administering electricity to these people just because of authority and what they've been told.
We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Joe and Tonya.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. But the other half of the host that makes it complete is Sonia Schmidt. Always appreciate her time with me here on Fridays. And Sonia,
like
while we were
here
yakking,
there you go.
Somebody sent me, we were talking about the Revolutionary War and black involvement. And somebody sent me something that said there were over 500,000, when the revolution started, there were over 500,000 African-Americans that lived in the colonies. 90% of them were enslaved. And blacks fought in the regiments prior to the war, so they were in the regiments already. And roughly 5,000 African-American soldiers and sailors also fought to free, America from the Brits. So I just think it's hilarious that, here you have 50,000 plus for free and fighting and working in this country when the left really wants you to believe that we started importing black folks to be nothing but slaves from day one.
But if they didn't, then they wouldn't get the black vote. It's the same thing as keeping the slaves from learning to read. You have to. We do that in our modern age by keeping people ignorant and, you know, having these white kids fight our battles so they think, so they can virtue signal with bad and wrong information. And they're fighting in my behalf by being stupid.
All right, so let's do another controversial one. Ricky. Come on, I can't say his last name. Gravis?
Gervais, babe. I love me.
It doesn't look like
Rich.
It looks like Gervais.
Gervais? It could be Gervais.
That's right, Gervais. That's right.
Gervais.
And, well, he's got them all stirred up again, right? He told a couple of jokes on his Netflix special called Armageddon. They released a teaser clip, and in there's a couple of jokes. Now, listen, if you're easily offended, it might be time now to turn your radio off. But he made a joke about terminally ill. Now, on the face of this, you'd get really upset. Terminally ill children calling them baldy and the R slur.
But can I just say before you play this clip?
I ain't going to play it.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, right. I know better.
All right, well, if you want to talk. But
yeah,
he does a lot of work. He does charity work. From my understanding, and when I read that article last week, I want to preface that with the fact that this guy does a lot of charity work for these children, okay?
For these particular children, yes.
Yes. Okay, so now, go ahead.
Well, I mean, so they're jokes, and they're going to say, well, you shouldn't joke at their expense. You heard the joke in its fullest. You read the joke. Give me your 2 cents on it.
Well, first of all, they're lambasting him because he used the R word, which is a word we all used to use, which is a legitimate word meaning slow, but you can't say it anymore because the left said you can't say that because it's insensitive, and I guess it's appearance that, you know, I think because autism has gotten so big that people are very sensitive to that word. So he used that word. What comics do. And he said, when people criticized him, he said, it's not like I walk up to these kids and go, hey, Baldy, do, you know, he's talking about cancer kids. So they were going, you can't talk about cancer kids. He's making a joke about what he wouldn't say. And if you don't understand comedy any better than that, you should turn it off. Listen, I love Ricky Gervais. When he stood up in front of all of Hollywood and accused them of being pedophiles and sickos, and said he didn't care, I loved it. I was on the floor. I said, I couldn't believe he did this in front of those people. However, then I watched his next special that was on Netflix, and he started talking about Jesus in only the way that Ricky Gervais can do, and I had to turn it off. But here's the power that I have, and I don't have to get bent out of shape, and I don't have to call the network and demand that he be removed, and I don't have to call, you know, contact Ricky Gervais' manager and say, you know, I was a big fan, and now all of a sudden he went into an area I'm uncomfortable with. I turned it off.
You know,
what a novel idea!
I'm going to use the R word. It's going to cause all kinds of trouble, but I don't really care. But the R word, for those of you know, I don't know if you noticed, but sometimes we're talking to people about issues of the day, they have no idea what I'm talking about. So the R word is what used to be referred to. I don't know when they dropped it, but back in the 60s and 70s, you know, you might have had what they referred to as a retarded child. You had classes where they had quote unquote retarded kids. In Los Angeles County, there's actually a school for retarded kids, it's still called retarded, okay? And they don't use it in negative terms. It's not like you walk up to the show and go, oh, you're one of those retarded kids. You go over that side of the line. It's not how it's used. It's just like we were talking about during the break, George Carlin. He talks about softening up some of these terms, and then we really don't know how serious they are. We don't know what we need to do to help when you soften this stuff up too much.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing so hard because what the left does is they change things, but they don't make them better. They don't fix a problem at all. So by taking that ability to say retarded away from us, it actually gives it more punch. It gives it more power. And I don't know if you've ever seen, golly, I wish you could play it, the scene in Robert Downey Jr. plays a black guy in the war movie, and he's an actor, who's playing a soldier, and he's talking about Cuba Gooding. He says the problem with Cuba Gooding's career is that in that one movie called Radio, he went full retard. He goes, as this black character, Robert Downey Jr., is in blackface, he's going, never go full retard. As it is.
Oh, God.
It's the funniest scene. It still holds up. Some of my most militant friends have seen it recently, and they still laugh because guess what? You gotta have a sense of humor, and you gotta know the irony of saying something and using something, especially, I use the word chick a lot, and chick, when I'm talking about women.
And don't think I don't hear about it.
Well, you know why I do it? Because you're gonna hear about it, because the left can't stand it. I say chick, because it really bothers them. And it's stupid.
I want to go back to, again, because George Carlin really drives it home. If any of you can go out to YouTube and find his clip on, you know, changing words and what have you. And if you, now I used to, I hate to talk about this stuff, but when I was a kid, for extra credit, I used to do this thing with what they had, the Boston something Retarded Children's Association. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I used to dress up as a clown and, you know, a bunch of us would do it and go and entertain the kids. If you came up to me and said, well, you're going to go do this thing for these kids that may be mentally challenged, they have some issues in a mental health area, they have this, I'd be, okay, whatever. If you said to me, you're going to go and this is a class from so-and-so retarded school, a retarded children's school, I'd be going, okay, so I know I can't. You know what? I'll take my time. I'll make sure they understand. I won't do anything that will scare them or hurt them. Exactly. I'm going to give it more thought. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I know. I have a heart. When I was in Girl Scouts, it was the first time I worked with what we then called retarded children, and I fell in love with them. They are the happiest people yes. I have ever met in life.
Yes.
And that went on in my life until I even came out here where we live, and I worked with a handicapped equestrian center because I just love those people. I can have the simplest thing go wrong with me and I'm miserable. And these people have so much not in their favor, and they manage to find joy. They manage to want to learn and live. And,
they're
you know,
so
I'm just
happy.
They're so dang happy. So, you know what? You don't judge me by what I may call them or what I may say. It's just the left's manipulation of language. Yeah. Once again, it's their manipulation of language that doesn't help. It doesn't do a doggone thing.
Isn't it funny how the left will defend, what is it, Down syndrome kids outside of the womb? Right. If you try to make,
right.
if you make fun of them or you do something, you would have, you know, they're going to come at you with a vengeance. However, when you have a test while you're pregnant and they say your child's going to have Down syndrome, they say, well, they shouldn't be a burden to society. You should abort that child.
Well, yeah.
And you're going, I'm
trying
sorry,
to make
what
sense
is
of the
drug
left?
For one thing and you take the other color pill for the other thing? I mean, how do you do this?
Right. It's one of the ironies, the hypocrisies of the left. Don't try to make sense of that stuff, Joe.
And Down syndrome kids, my God, you know, again.
Amazing
they are the happiest,
people.
Easiest
Amazing
going
people.
Kids.
Amazing people. One of the comics, I sent you some sound bites last week from a comic that I just adore right now, whose name is Shane Gillis.
I saw, yeah.
And, yeah, I think he's a burgeoning Republican, but he comes from a family that has quite a few Down syndrome people, and he looks like he just escaped it. He just made it out of the camp himself. So he does a lot of jokes about that, and he gets in trouble for it, too. I think he was canceled. He was supposed to be a cast member on Saturday Night Live, and I think that, and I'm not sure exactly why they canceled him. I have the feeling it had to do with some of his jokes about Down syndrome people and
right.
probably
We're up against it. Sonya's with me every Friday.
I can have dinner now?
I've got to let her go now because she'll pass out if she's neat. You know what I'm saying?
I got to go.
Anyway. All right, Sonya, have a great weekend. God bless. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
There you go. All right, Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. People, don't go far.